Right, ready for some intro music?
Let's go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello and welcome. Today is March the 8th, 2020, and this is episode 569 of the Overseas Connection podcast. We broadcast weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. UK, almost. I think we're about 4 minutes past, but there we go. 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. for those guys in the central of America. We broadcast on twitch.tv. Just search OC Podcast. We're also on mixer.com and youtube.com as well on the same handle. I'm your host tonight, unfortunately, for you listeners. and my name is Peter Chin, also known as the Legit Chinny. On all the gaming platforms and Twitter and all that jazz. This evening, joining me out in the middle of America. I'll be going to America soon, but yeah, in the middle of America, Kim Woods.
Howdy, howdy. Yep, that's me. I'm actually an hour ahead of you guys. So.
Oh yeah, your clock's changed.
I'm calling from the future.
How does it feel?
Weird. Because honestly, I was sitting there playing Witcher this afternoon, and all I could think is, surely I'm late for the podcast. And then I kept thinking, no, wait, the time change. I'm an hour ahead of them, so it'll be later for me today than normal. So, yeah, that was a little weird when 2:30 and 3 o'clock rolled around and no podcast. So, yeah.
Yeah, our clocks
because
changed.
Because it's actually 4 here.
Yeah,
so.
Our clocks changed last Sunday in March.
Yeah, it's a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight in the future, Kim. Thank you.
Sure.
And also on the show today, all the way from probably rainy Bradford.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been the same down here as well. Mr. Mark Annex.
Hello. Hello, Pete. Hello, Kim. Hello, everyone. Yeah, Mark Annex on all the gaming platforms. Nice and easy, unlike some people. Greg.
So it's a simple threesome tonight on the podcast. We haven't got a fourth. And yes, Greg's sunning it up, smashing his kitchen to bits. I think Robin's off travelling, isn't he?
He's just got back from London. He's just landed back in Belfast late this evening.
Okay, so you've just got us three tonight. But I'm sure...
That's the magic number. It's the magic number.
See, there we go.
We have
some fun jingles, and hopefully we won't bore you to death about what we've been playing. We haven't got any Twitch followers, we haven't got any Podbean followers, and we haven't got any birthdays this week. I don't know whether that's down to the coronavirus, but, you know, with all the millions of followers, we'd have expected a birthday.
There's no birthdays, but there's been 300 deaths.
Well... It's it's certainly spreading more and being a bit more of a concern, but that's not for this podcast. We're a gaming podcast. We're all mature-ish. We're all wise. We're all sensible. And yeah, you're safe with us. You're safe. So let's move on to a bit of story time.
Oh, that's me.
Yep, that's you.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Running, Kim, start us off.
Okay. I got nothing. I mean, it's been pretty quiet this week, so I guess I can chime in a little bit when Mark talks about D&D, but other than that, it's been quiet. I mean, and I guess that's a good thing. Nobody's sick, nobody's, you know, in the hospital or anything like that. It's just been your normal quiet week, so...
Well, I've heard you've started looking after your nephew for a longer period during the day. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
How's that going?
Yeah, not bad. I usually have to get up about 5 o'clock, and then he's usually here between 5:30, 6 o'clock, and then she picks him up about 4:30. So, you know, it's not bad. It makes for a long day. That's why usually about 7:30, 8 o'clock, unless I really get my butt in gear, I'm crashed on the couch. So it's bad. Like, by 8:30, I'm, like, out, just asleep, going, okay, what is wrong with me? I'm not that old yet, but I'm just exhausted. So here we are.
Well, they're where you're at, don't they? They're old, right? Kids.
Yeah. So, yeah, but, I mean, other than that, like I said, it's been fairly quiet, which I guess is a good thing. The temperature's starting to change. It's supposed to get 63 today, but I don't think we got that high. But it is warm, so I'll take it. Okay. So,
It's been warmer here today, to be fair, but yeah, it's just been very rain this afternoon.
I didn't have rain last night. It kept me awake all night.
Okay, is that you, Kim?
That's it.
All right, moving on to the man with a 5-point mug. It looks enormous on the video feed. Sorry for the audio listeners, but he's been manhandling this white mug.
It's huge.
It looks
even like, eat Christmas.
Yeah.
That's nuts. It's bigger than your head.
It keeps me a supply of tea all the way through the show.
Okay, how's your week been, Mark?
Quite a lot's gone off this week. I've been hacked. I haven't used it for ages. In fact, I'll tell you when I last used it, when we had the Yolg Year of Living Gamedrously. I've got a website it's just a small hosting thing, just a small one I've got, with emails and everything, because I own the domain markannex.com. Originally I only had a Mac before. I didn't used to have a PC, so I went with a Mac orientated supplier called Mac Highway, and they've been pretty good. I've been with them for the past like 5-6 years now, but just recently, for the last 3 months, I keep having problems with my emails. I keep disappearing, and I keep contacting support, and they keep putting them back on, and I keep asking why this is happening. I don't really get an answer anyway. I thought I'll revamp my website, because I've not used it for so long, for a few years now, about 3 years. I thought I'll have a go at my website. I couldn't log on. Most sort of like hostings, you get a thing called cPanel. To access all your stuff, your emails, your website and everything, all your directory and your files. So I tried to log into cPanel, it wouldn't let me log in. I thought, that's strange. So I went onto the forgot password, and it gives you a hint of your email address and to send your password, but the email address was completely different. It was, a lot of it starred out, but this was some really, really weird foreign-sounding name, and I thought, hey, something's gone wrong there. So I sent him a support ticket. I said, oh yeah, we recovered it now, here's your new password, it's all sorted, don't worry about it. And I thought, well, they've glossed over that a little bit. So I sent one back saying, well, how come it was compromised, what's going on? And I never got a reply. So my emails came back, they worked for a few weeks, and then I noticed yesterday I hadn't had any emails on my mechanics emails since 16th of February, so that's like a couple of weeks. So I tried logging back in again. Couldn't log in, and contacted them again, and they replied, oh, your account's been compromised. They gave me a load of information on, don't use popular passwords, don't do this, don't do that. And I'm thinking, well, I've been telling them about this for ages. So I were a bit pissed off, really. So I've moved my domain name to another supplier, more UK-focused, and I've told them to cancel my web hosting. I'm going to try to get a refund of the months I've got remaining, because I only renewed it in January, and it cost me £50 a year. So I'm hoping to get some of that back. So I don't know what to do about the web hosting yet, because some of the UK ones, they're not cheap. To get it cheap, you have to pay for like 3 or 4 years in front to get a cheaper monthly thing, but then it's a big outlay initially, so I might leave that for a minute. Yeah, so I've lost all my mechanics emails.
Why don't you start a Patreon?
So to sort of like round up, the whole point of this is I use a lot of my accounts with my mechanics email, like my Netflix, my PlayStation account uses me, mark@mechanics.com. A lot of other accounts use it, and now I can't because I ain't got this anymore. So I spent the whole day yesterday changing all my emails back over to my original Blue Yonder one. And it's just, it's surprising how much of a pain in the ass it is just to change your emails.
Right.
Because you've got, like, prove it, they'll send emails. But some of them were wanting to send emails to my old email address, which I couldn't access anymore. So, just, yeah, just a nightmare. So, very frustrating yesterday. Very stressful day. But it was rounded off nicely yesterday evening with some Dungeons & Dragons. Me, Kim, Phil, Rich and Greg... And Jason Teflon, Jason Johnson, Teflon 12. We managed to get online for the first time in God knows how long, and we had another session of Dungeons & Dragons. So that was entertaining. We only had a short spell to do it. We had a few teething troubles. It took about 50 minutes to get the game actually working, because it's been that long. But yeah, it was good fun. So watch out for the new podcast coming out soon when Phil's done them. The only other thing I've been doing, which I've mentioned a few weeks, is I've been ploughing through binge-watching The Expanse. And this is one of the reasons why I've got back into the game I'm going to be talking about later on. But The Expanse is set in the future where the human race has colonised the whole solar system. They have got what's called the Inners, which is Earth and Mars, who's been at loggerheads for the first couple of seasons. And then we have what we call the Belters, which are there in their asteroid belt, mining and getting minerals and ice to sort of like supply and make money for themselves to Mars and Earth. So they're sort of like in the Jupiter area and Saturn. And it's really interesting. It were a bit slow to start with on season one, but it gets really interesting when they discover this proton molecule, which the whole season, the whole lot of it is all about, really. Greg said that he found season two a bit meh, but I really enjoy season two because that concentrates more on the war with Earth and Mars. Season three took a bit of a plot twist, and it was something I wasn't expecting, and it's opened up a new sort of like avenue for the show to go into, and that's where I am now on season four. They've just gone to this new world trying to colonise it, but the proto molecule's popping back up again, so they're having problems. So yeah, very interesting series. Yeah, cool. I'm really enjoying it.
Hmm. Yeah, nice.
I've yabbled on for enough now. Kim's saying that she's really the Death Star's going up here. Yeah, in homage to the game and the TV I'm watching, I've put a bit of a star thing behind me.
All right, is that you, Mark?
It is, yeah.
Okay. Before I start then, Mint Safe is in the chat. It's the only one person we've got so far that said hello. Said, sup, OC podcast, so... Hello, Mint Safe. I've just been doing more wedding bits and bobs with Shell. We're feeling pretty confident. We're not panicking, which is strange.
It's creeping up fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's only a few months away. There's normally a bridezilla or a groomzilla, you know, jumping up and down around this point. But we seem pretty cool. We've got things in check. I think we've paid deposits on most of the stuff now, so we're good. We just got to do the smaller things now, you know, with the meal, just how we're going to dress the tables and all that jazz. Maybe some the seating plan as well, which everybody seems to stress about. I don't know why. You know, I don't give a shit if somebody's sat next to somebody that I don't like. As long as I'm sat next to Michelle, that's all I'm concerned about. I've been back swimming after suffering my man flu, so it's good to go back. Do you know what? Having a couple of weeks off, it's blinking hard work. It feels like swimming.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm back on my swimming regime now. I'm hoping to get well into that, and I'm going to start my press-ups as well every day. Again, I'm going to try and just get 100 a day out the way. I find it really helps. With my swimming, and yeah, it's all good for you, isn't it? Another thing that I've been doing this week, watching, should I say, is a thing called Skin Wars. Has anybody heard this?
No, is it? Oh, any, let me guess, is it tattoos?
No.
All right, I thought it might be something to do with tattoos.
No.
I'm just hoping it's not cannibals.
No, it's not now. It's not far away from tattoos, though, Mark. Skin Wars, yeah, it's a TV series on Netflix that Kira got us into watching. So
I think she started watching episode one and it just got me hooked, and we just watched the whole season this week, me and Shella. And it's about body painting. And you know, right, when you artists body paint people into a background?
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. So it's pretty much a TV series of a competition where 10 people take part. They're all obviously established artists in out there in the world. And yeah, they're just
right. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Body painting.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. There's a lot of rivalry within the groups. There's some nasty people, a bit of drama. But amongst all that, you know, there's some absolutely amazing art that people are doing in that program. And it also stars RuPaul.
Yeah.
Charles is like another big hit in our house. We like to watch RuPaul's Drag Race, which is pretty cool. So he's in that. And it's brilliant. You should give it a go. If you're into art or body paint or tattoos or anything like that, and you like watching a bit of competition, it's really worth a watch. And that's on Netflix. So that's pretty much all I've been up to this week. So we may as well move into game time.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Now, before I continue, I forgot to mention this twice now. This podcast is for people or listeners over 18. We recommend that anyway. And when I start talking about games, I am going to say a few words that might even upset a few people. So I won't say any more now, but there will be some swear words. So any of you kiddies listening, please drop off. You're not supposed to listen to this. Tell your mommy and daddy that this is bad, and you need to take this podcast off your list. But I would imagine most of the listeners that we've got are all mature and wise like us as well.
Sure.
Yes. So we've some games with gold and PlayStation Plus games and stuff. So, Kim, would you mind doing the honors of running us through those?
Sure. Your games with gold for March are Batman, The Enemy Within, the complete season, which is available now through the end of the month. Shantae, Half Genie Hero. I wonder what the other half is. Never mind, I probably don't know. Which is available March 16th through April 15th. Castlevania, Lord of Shadows 2, available now through the 15th. Sonic Generations, available the 16th through the 31st. And those are your games with gold. And then we have your PlayStation Plus games for the month are Shadow of the Colossus and Sonic Forces. And as we scroll down a little further, we have your Twitch Prime games for the month. And that's Fury, Epistory Typing Chronicles, Whispers of a Machine, Mugsters, Bomber Crew. Scroll down a little more. Apparently it's a big list. Or, you know, it's just cut in half. Oh, no, there it is. And your Stadia Pro is Grid, SteamWorld Dig 2, and SteamWorld Quest. Three games this time.
Any of those you're looking forward to downloading, folks? Or are you going to pass all these by?
No. I usually get all the Xbox ones and both of the PlayStation Plus games. So the Twitch games, you know, it depends.
I don't know.
I always grab them, but I never play them. But
yeah,
I'm on the Twitch and that, yeah. But the Xbox ones, I'm not really that bothered about the Xbox ones. But Shadow of a Colossus, I'm interested in.
Yeah, I think after that Telltale game, I don't really want to go through and download that Batman. I don't know. It's really put me off. It's bad, but. Yeah, there we go. There's a whole lot of games anyway for people to download.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about what we've been playing. Kim?
More of the same. Well, sort of, I guess. As most everybody who knows who's been listening to this for a while now, I'm still in Witcher 3 land. I'm plugging along at the main plot, which is finding Ciri and defeating the Wild Hunt and yada, yada, yada. So, let's see. The other day, I did the big battle at Kaer Morhen, which is the Witcher stronghold. That thing was a Jiminy Christmas. I didn't think I was going to get through it, to be honest. And then the big kicker there at the end, I was not prepared for. I'm still a little upset over it, by the way. But, I leveled up fairly quickly, though, because when I started this back up, I think I was, like, level 19, and I'm now all the way up to, like, a level 30.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, like, in this, I don't know, span of what have I been playing this? A couple of months, maybe? I've jumped up,
couple of
so.
Years now.
Well, yeah, in between there, but for the most part, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm supposed to be getting ready to go fight the big bad at the end. I think we're getting that close. But I'm kind of venturing off and doing some side quests. Like today I went to find the master, was it blacksmith tools for the dwarf?
Yeah.
In Felon. Yep. I did that one so I could get the masterwork armor, whatever it's supposed to be. So, yeah, I'm doing a little bit of that to kind of level up a little more before we go and fight the big bad guy at the end. So, yeah, because today we did the, what was his name? Immerleth?
Yeah.
Yeah. I went and took care of him today and the crones. So, God, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
the crones, yeah.
Yeah, because no, you meet them early on, don't you? And you go back. Mm-hmm. Is that them three in the like, swampy area?
Yep.
Quite evil, aren't they?
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such so, a good game. You got to play this, Pete. Is it on Game Pass now?
It is on Game Pass.
Ah, it's such a good game.
Well, before the show, Kim was saying that she's put 154 hours into this game. And that just blows my mind. Yeah. And I think is this the one where if you're level 19, you can't get any XP for playing something at like a level or doing a quest that's for a level 18 or something like that? Is that?
Yeah. I'm finding that now as I've leveled up that I go back and do like earlier stuff that, yeah, I might get like one XP or two XP or like five. But for me, I'm doing it more for the story, so that doesn't really bother me so bad. So. No.
I've heard a few people mention that though. Is that just XP chasers just not getting their
fix? Probably,
I mean, in Witcher as well, you don't actually get XP for killing monsters anyway. You only get XP for doing missions.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're over leveled for that mission, you get one XP. So it's a bit of a kick in the teeth, really.
Sorry.
No, don't wait too long to do the missions, I guess, is the main. But see, some of the bigger missions, I get like 1,000 XP. So it kind of balances itself out. So
yeah. How much time do you put in each day? I know you've put 154 hours in altogether, but like, is it like Red Dead where you need to play this for like 3 or 4 hours before you even get like a side quest done, or is it something that you can just pick up for an hour? It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, I mean, depending on the side quest you pick or something like that, then yeah, you could probably get something done in an hour. It just kind of, and there's a lot of stuff to pick from to do. Or if you just want to go, like, say you just want to go kill monster nests, you can go around and find them and take them out. So it just kind of depends on what you want to do. But yeah, there are definitely some quests in there that are a little further involved, and eventually I got to set the controller down and walk away and go do something else. But you can just jump right back into it. So
you can save any time you want, can't you, on that game? And
yep.
There's a lot of sort of like checkpoint areas sort of in the missions, because the missions are structured in the missions convolute and they seem to last forever, but it was like segments to each mission, so it like breaks it up in chunks. So some of the side missions are longer than like some RPG games. Main missions are huge, but they're so worth doing because they're so well written and well done.
Yep.
CD Projekt Red are a fantastic developer.
Exactly.
I found that the side missions in Red Dead pretty gripping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
God of War, does the story go on a little bit like God of War, or is it pretty fast paced? Or God of War was a good story, but I felt like it churned on for a little bit. And
that's a Mark question because I haven't played God of War yet, so I don't know. I can't compare.
I think Witcher's more involved. Witcher's more your Red Dead for your story than God of War. God of War is way more linear compared to the other two. The Witcher, you've got this overarching story of finding Ciri and avoiding the Wild Hunt. But in the meantime, there's loads of other stuff going on with like inner factions and areas and different islands have got different sort of like cultures and that with Skellige and that. It's just, it's just a huge world and such a rich game. And the DLCs alone, the Blood and Wine one, I think I put 80 hours into just the DLC alone. So it's just it's, if you've got the time, it is definitely worth playing. It's a game that's going to be talked about for years.
Is it just one world that you're playing, or do you travel to different worlds
It's one world, because obviously the Witcher don't have a spacecraft. So it's all on the continent, but the continent's huge, and there is a lot of travelling. Yeah. You've got your horse to travel on land, and you've got a boat to travel between the islands. It's a bit slow going, isn't it?
I was never so glad when you started unlocking fast travel to all of them islands.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you do unlock fast travel points, so that helps. Yeah,
immensely, because it's huge. Because I just finished the Brawler achievement, where you go and do all the little fist fights.
Yeah.
And thank God I had friggin' fast travel points unlocked, because then I could go boom, boom, boom to all the different little towns, because especially in Skellige, they're all separated by water, so it's
Yeah, it's just a massive different little islands, isn't it? And you've just got to get a boat to everywhere, because you can't swim to all these islands.
No, you can't, because then you'll get attacked or whatever, and it's ridiculous. But it's fun, and like Mark said, with all the DLC, I'll probably be playing this freaking thing all year, so which is fine because I like it. But
I'm even tempted to go back to this a bit, like I did with Assassin's Creed, even though I've done the main story. Because and like a lot of people have done now with the Netflix series, a lot of people have gone back to The Witcher or started it, and sales boosted for a game that's quite a few years old now. It went back in the charts when it came out. It's really boosted sales and gameplay. There's loads on Twitch playing it. Yeah,
it's
really
nuts.
Really worth a play.
But I enjoy it, so
I love the character of Geralt. It's just
how can you not?
Yeah, if you've seen the TV series but not played the games, people think Henry Cavill is overplaying the character and being a bit hammy, but he isn't. That is Geralt. Where he just goes to the and all this lot. Henry Cavill has got the mannerisms of Geralt perfect. He's just superb in that role. But people who haven't played the games and don't know the history or read the books, they don't get it. They don't fully get it.
No, they don't. They don't understand it. And you try to explain it and their eyes glaze over and you're like, well, I tried. So, Witcher 3, I'm still plugging away at it. Like I said, I think I've got the main quest just about beat, but there's, like I said, the two DLCs and all the little question marks on the map that are going to drive me crazy unless I find out what the hell they are. So I'll probably be at this
When you go into the sort of like the larger battles, Kim, or if you're fighting a large monster you know is going to be tough, do you do all the preparation with the sort of like the blade ointments and the potions? Do you bother with any of that?
Some of it, but some of it is just kind of blind, just run in and see if I can kill a fucker, and if I die twice, obviously, I'm either not strong enough, or, I need to figure something else out. Then maybe I'll look through my inventory, what have I got?
That's exactly what I did. If I died a couple of times, I'm thinking, I need to look at this in a different sort of, like, point of view, and I think, if I take this potion, it'll protect me from that effect, and I did exactly the same.
Because you remember the Leshen that's down there near, I think it's down near the swamp somewhere. Anyway, it's the thing with like the antlers on its head. And I think, I haven't yet to go back and beat it, because when I did this game before, I couldn't do it. Yeah. Every time that sucker showed up, kicked my ass. So I'm kind of anxious to go back down there and see if I can't actually kill him now. Because I'm like a level 30 and not a level 19. So
I think the first quarter of a game, I think I struggled with, is it Wraiths? Like the sort of like ghost type ones? They used to do my head in.
Now I'm kicking ass like on the big fiends and all that. I'm like, damn right, So, Witcher 3.
What level are you supposed to be to go for the big boss then? Do you need to be in your 30s then, or is it...
For the end game stuff, they do recommend getting to 30, Because I think once you get to the sort of like end of a game and that, don't you get a specific sort of like special Witcher armor? I remember getting some special armor.
Probably. Because I know a lot of the DLC are saying, you need to be like level 32 or level 34 or something like that. So, and I think, what is it, there's an achievement for being like level 35. So, we'll see.
All right, Kim, is that you?
That's me.
Okay. Mark, if you don't mind, I'm going to go next.
Yeah.
Okay.
I realised I never put a video on for The Witcher. But I'm going to do a video for this one, because this is such a good game, isn't it, Pete?
Yeah.
Mark and his ED.
Wow. Well, I talk about this game that I'm going to probably have a bit of a rant about and upset.
Oh, God. I'm right there with you, dude.
I beat Battlefield Bad Company 2, right, which was... Yeah. I enjoyed that game. I'm not going to talk about it, Mark, don't worry. I enjoyed it. The end was a bit short, I suppose, but it was good enough. I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was good. Right, so the next one on the list I was supposed to play was Mass Effect 2, and I was told by my brother and various other people, you've got to play Mass Effect 1 first.
Yeah, I'd have said exactly the same, yeah.
So I've gone back in time a little bit more. I've gone back to, I think it's November 2007 this was released, right? And then I looked at other games that was released in November 2007 just because I thought to myself, well, okay, I'm not enjoying this at the minute, right? And I want to see what other games were released in 2007 just to see if there was anything out there that was deemed to be half decent that I was playing that I liked, but it didn't play that well, or the graphics was a bit cheap, or the gameplay was a bit jumpy, and if the dialogue was cack, and that was my technical term. And I'm looking, right, and you've got Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare, and I love that game. I absolutely loved it. That came out just before Mass Effect. Portal was another game that came out. That was seamless. Yeah. Gears of War, which I put my life into, that came out around the same time. I think that was November 2007. There's a few in that list anyway. And I thought, now I'm comparing the gameplay and the story and everything else to those games, right? And I'll tell you what, right, Mass Effect has fucked me off big time. I've even done a list, right, of how it's pissed me off. Now, there's some good bits, right, and the good bits are probably actually things that I shouldn't be doing. You can skip the dialogue by pressing X. The people are talking, right, and the story is that fucking boring, right?
It isn't.
Yep.
It's
I agree.
Boring. It's
terrible.
Shit. It's so shit. And I'm getting to the point now where I'm skipping it with X. There's just too many. There's too many planets. There's too many alliances. There's too many. There's just too many people in the game. It's just like, and it doesn't even make sense. All you're after at the end of the day is this Saren, I think it is. That's the only person that you're out there to get at the moment. That's what I'm getting from this game, right? I'll get into it in a minute anyway, but you can skip all of the story by pressing X, which is just excellent. There's the best feature in the game. You can fast travel, which is great, because if I had to go through that world without having to fast travel, I would be furious, right? You don't have to get put into any side missions. There's people stop. Hey, can you help me? Can you help me? I need you to help me with this. Like, there's some, like, guy who left his wife's something behind and she died in some stupid war or something like that, and like he's asking me to go and fetch it. I'm like, fuck off, I ain't even fetching that, you can go and piss off, man. I ain't even accepting any of these missions. I'm even running past them now when they say, oh, can you just give me a minute? No, I can't, I've got things to do. I need to get on with this game and get it fucked off because it's doing my nutting, right? And then so the side missions, you don't have to worry about that. Then if you, let's have a look. If you miss one, it's enough. Oh, that was one useful bit I found, because when I started playing this game, right, I got a video somewhere, I'll put it onto Twitter. I fell asleep playing this game, right, and I woke up, and I was walking forward, and I didn't even know where I was. I was literally just dropping off, and I got about three or four videos of me just falling to sleep because I was that bored, right, That's yep. I sent a message to Mark saying, okay, how long have I got to play this game to actually get sucked into it? He's like, oh, listen, mate, just give it a couple of hours. You'll be fine. I'm thinking, okay, when I saved it at that point, when I fell asleep and I just thought, that, oh, I really want to turn this off. I was an hour and 34 minutes in. So I'm like, whoa, okay, all right. I'm going to get this story in a minute. It's going to grab me by the balls and go, hey, this is it. This is Mass Effect, Pete. This is going to blow your socks off, right? I'm 5 hours in, and I want to fucking throw my controller at the screen. It's nuts, right? So, the bad bits. Am I going up too much? Right, the bad bits. So far, I don't know. But you can't jump.
No.
What? Oh, my life. So you can do everything. You can, you've got all these guns. You've got all this, these, like, this.
You got, is it biotic powers?
And biotic, yeah. You got all this shit. You can't even jump. I'm like, that is trash. There's way too many cutscenes. Way too many. And there's cutscenes in between. There's a cutscene, and then you go in a lift, and you get to the bottom of the lift. So you play that little bit.
The lifts are infamous for in Mass Effect. Uh-oh. Yeah. But
and then you walk.
We don't have lifts in the other games.
Okay.
It's just this one. Yeah. Well, you got a bit of a reputation for the lift.
Oh, it's a bloody nightmare. Like, you get. There was this little cutscene, and then you have to go downstairs to the bottom level. Let's say you've got to go to CSEC or the Academy or somewhere like that, the offices. And you run down this, after a cutscene, you run down this ramp, you go in your lift, which puts you to another cutscene. You go in this stupid, like, formation of three people, awkwardly not wanting to be in the lift at the same time. And then you go to the bottom level, right? And then you jump out and you walk about 10 yards, and then there's another cutscene. And I'm like, what the fucking hell is the point of...
It's storytelling.
Oh, my God, no, it's trash. So, the lift journeys are annoying, and there's sometimes it even brings up that, like, awkward lift music.
Yeah.
There's that. Or there's, like, somebody at like, you know, starts to talk about something, and it's just... It's so pointless. It's so pointless.
They're just loading screens, then.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
God, it's dreadful. Yeah. Right. Let's go down this list. I'm sorry, just tell me if I need to shut up. But
well, I'll let you go through it all, and I'll tell you when you, how much you, of a...
Have you driven
incorrect...
the Mako yet?
Of a what, sorry?
Driven the Mako.
Have you driven the Mako yet?
Fuck yes. It's like...
Oh my God, isn't that the most infuriating fucking thing ever?
See, I'm with you, Kim.
It's
tell
not
me.
In two, so don't worry.
Okay,
oh,
well, it's like...
That son of a bitch.
You know that game, Micro Machines, or Tank Wars, or... Fuck, the control of it is so shit. And like, the maps are, like, they're pointless. You just try... Like, the map I'm on at the minute, right, it's shaped like a colon. And it's oh, my God, it's infuriating. Right, I got to the end of it. Oh, that's another thing that really pees me off. I'll get into that anyway in a minute. Forget it. I'll go back a little bit. Let me step back. You recruit people along the way. You've got this crew that you're starting to recruit, and it's a bit like what was that game that's come out, that intergalactic travel that was on Game Pass, Lost Worlds. It's a little bit like that. Yeah. You get your own little crew that you can recruit, and
yeah.
I found with the game, I mean, I get the whole point of it, and you can recruit them and you can level them up and blah blah blah. But you seem to recruit all of the crew very, very quickly. So you don't even have chance to kind of upgrade the one character, because you just jump straight onto another. You've got somebody else who's like, hey, do you want me to come along with you? And then you're just like, okay, then come along. And then you've got to boot the other one then from your crew, which another thing that's annoying, right? When you take them off your crew, they just completely disappear off the screen. There's no like, hey, I'm just going to go back to the ship for a while and clean the deck, or, you know, I don't know.
It was 2007. It was an Xbox 360 with, like, minimal memory. They had to
Gears
do it.
Of War. Gears of War. I'm going to give you that Gears of War campaign. It was wicked. It got wicked story. It got wicked gameplay. There was no fucking rounds. You didn't have any. There was executions. The graphics were slick.
This
it played
by.
Dealer. I don't care.
Dragon Age was an RPG, and it was far better than Mass Effect.
If they reduced the amount of time that you were stuck in a lift, or they reduced these pointless cutscenes, or it would probably reduce the amount of gigabytes the game was by about four, and you could probably put something more half decent on the disc. Well, this is my opinion. And this was the time where all the game was on the disc, right? So it just ran as it was. So, yeah, that was annoying. Anyway, so the crew, that was one thing. There was an option to look outside. When I first got into my spaceship, I can't remember what it's called now. I'm going to call
Normandy.
Normandy, yeah. I was going to call it El Tomato. And you get to the cockpit, right, and... There's this thing, right, this blue thing that is like you had to go to it and click onto it. So it says, I walked up to it and he went, look outside. So I thought, oh, I wonder if it's going to give me some, like, you know, view of space as I'm travelling out there. I clicked onto it, fuck all. It just gave me two, no, about 22 XP. And that was it. I was like, what was the point in that? And then, there's PC stations that you dot around the game and you go up to it, use the workstation, click onto it, nothing. It just 22 XP. I'm just like, it's pointless. It's absolutely pointless. Unless you're playing this on hard and you need all the XP that God's going to give you. But I'm playing this easy, and you don't need any of that because you could just race through the game and you could kill people like without any problem at all. Saying that, I did die once, and my God, that was another infuriating thing, but I'll go over that in a minute. Oh, no. No, just the next point. When you die, it says load or resume, and what I did, I clicked resume, and it took me right the way back, and I mean right the way back to the start of this mission where I had to start all over again with that micro machine truck. Oh my God, I was livid. I was gonna rage quit because the first mission, when you use that micro machine, right, and you get to the end of it, there's like this mine that you have to go down, but just before the mine, it spawned this like four-legged like android, and there was these little, like, it's a bit like a Demogorgon, but he's jumping around everywhere and you can't even shoot him because he's that quick. And it spawned a bunch of them, and that was the point where I died, and I thought, I'll click resume and it'll just give me the last checkpoint that I logged into. No. Instead of that, it's start this mission all over again. It's going to take you another 20 minutes. So I'm like, wicked. Absolutely ace. Whoever designed that needs to absolutely pick up the ass. So... that was another thing as well about like not saving it frequently, right? I got to the point where I'm at now. I'm 5 hours in. It's the second time when you need to use your micro machine, and you're going on before. I had to go to the garage and I had to nick a pass, and I've got to the micro machine, and I've gone like on that map that's shaped like a colon, and got to the end of it. And there's like this boss that I need to fight now, who's got like loads of tentacles and stuff, but I paused it because we were going to have our dinner, and I thought I'll come back up and I'll play it in a minute. I'm sure the save state will be somewhere close to that anyway. No, it's right at the start of the mission again where the garage is. Great. I've got to play another 20 minutes now. Nothing. Absolute nothing. Trash. So yeah, I've mentioned that the elevator formation makes me laugh. There's pointless things that you have to do, like pressing on a monitor that gives you 22 XP. I've mentioned that. Oh, there was an admin assistant, right, in Navira when I got there. She stopped me at the stairs because I was asking to see a Nolis or something like that, and not a Nihilis or whatever. Anyway, he was downstairs in the administration office, and she went, yeah, what you need to do is go downstairs and speak to the admin assistant. You know, you go on right the way down there. I was like, righto, okay. So I went down to the bottom, and it was the same fucking person that was behind the desk. Why didn't they just turn around and go to me? Oh, yeah, that's where his office is. Instead of just, like, having the conversation with me at the... Oh, my God, it's just infuriating. How can the aliens live? Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. When you're out there, you get out your micro machine and you start dying because you're not wearing the correct armor. And you jump back in it, and your health starts to reset and whatever. And I think to myself, well, hang on. How is everybody else on this planet able to walk around like it's fresh air, and I've got to jump out of this thing and I'm dying on my ass after 2 seconds? It's just unfair. It's just not designed well. I don't like the game so far. If 2 is the same as 1, good.
No, they say it's better, but I couldn't bring myself to play it. So
I'm sweating talking about this game. I've got another 3 or 4 hours probably to play. I'm playing it on easy, thank God. I'm flying through it by the look of it, looking at the gameplay. I think I'm pushing it through it quick. I'm not even stopping in my micro machine to fight these enemies no more. I'm blitzing all the way through them and just driving through them and getting to the end. That's another good thing. That's the only positive about it. You can just race through it as much as you can, which is good. I'm not doing far off from a speed run, if it wasn't for those 2 20-minute fuck-ups where I've had to go back and start the mission all over again, I probably would get the world record for just getting through this game as fast as I can, because it's doing my nutting. I'm going to calm down there.
Right, is that it?
I think that Mass Effect 1 is atrocious. to the end. Hang on, Mark.
I'm going to play my views on it as well.
You can have your 3-second space, and if it doesn't if it doesn't say
this game is shit. I am gonna take my earbuds off and I'll wait to just stop. So I'm gonna play the end of one, get it done for the listeners, and I'm gonna play for through two as well, because the listeners said on Twitter Mass Effect 2 is one of these top games of 2010. But by God, I hope it's not like one. I really have got to the end of my tether with it already. I'm going to stop, Mark. Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of like niggly things with Mass Effect, the first game. Yeah. They did counter a lot of that with the second game. The second game is a lot better. He ain't got that stupid elevator and everything. But I found the story in the first Mass Effect brilliant and engrossing. It got me into it, because I never used to really play RPGs, and it really got me into RPGs. I really got into the characters. Have you got Rex as a companion, a friend yet?
The big
dude, tanky type dude.
Like a dragon.
Like a rhino thing, yeah. Has that happened to him yet?
He's still ugly and...
All right, okay. Well, something happened to my Rex in my story, and it shocked me, and I still feel the pain to this day, all them years later.
So he's died.
Yeah.
You know, just I'm sorry, Mark. Just playing. Just looking at the video that you've just got on the screen now. When you've not got a hack ability, you have to try and hack into things manually or something. No, when you've not got your gel, enough gel, you've got to hack into things manually, and the button sequence is so quick, and I don't think my reactions are too bad games, but by God.
And if you locked out, that's it, you can't go back to it, can you?
No. That was dreadful.
So the first time I ever played Mass Effect was shortly after the release. My son Jay bought it on disc on the 360. So he likes stuff like this. So I never actually bought it. And I tried to play it, and I had the same initial reaction you did. The first planet you're on, and you have to open a door in one of these like cabin things. I think it's on the screen now. I struggled with that. I couldn't get it open, and I give up on it. And then I heard so much good stuff about Mass Effect 2. This is like years later when Mass Effect 2 has been out and people have played it, and I've got people like Christopher Matthew raving on about how good Mass Effect 2 is, and I thought, well, I've got to play the first game first, really, like you have. And the second time I tried playing it, I got past that first hurdle thing. I started levelling my character up, and you got to remember to level up your companions as well, because I forgot about that in the first time I played it. And I just got right into it then, and it got its hooks into me. But if you're skipping all the cutscenes, you're not going to get the lore and the story for it all.
So, I didn't skip any cutscenes, and I didn't get any of it either, so...
Mass Effect 2 is a lot better put together. It's a lot better game. You don't have the Mako. You don't have that stupid elevator. You still have a lot of conversation and cutscenes, I'll warn you now. But there's a lot more sort of like ship travelling stuff in the second game. The story's better in the second game as well. And your companions mean more. Because in the second game, you have loyalty missions for each companion, so you can... get an even increased bonding with that companion, which you need at the end of a game. The more strength bonding you've got with your characters, the more chance you've got them all surviving. I can see where a lot of people don't like Mass Effect 1. Because, like I said, originally I didn't like it, but I found the story brilliant.
Just watching the video as well on the screen again, it's brought a few more things that I hate about this game. It's the whole inventory thing when you can go into your equipment. That's still not clear to me. I'm still using a pistol. I can't seem to swap my weapon, which it ain't really clear to me. I've tried, but I'm losing patience after about a minute. That's really confusing, the whole weapon thing.
Yeah, the shooting mechanic in the second game is a lot better. It's more arcadey. The first game had a lot of RPG elements to the shooting, so if you didn't level stuff up and your weapons and your statistics for your weapons, there were a lot of background RNG stuff, and you used to miss a lot, even though you had an aim in sight. The second game, the shooting mechanics, they made a lot more accessible.
Okay, well... the other thing that wound me up was the galaxy map.
Yeah.
B for me would be zoom out, or, you know, to come back into, you know, once you've zoomed into, you've gone to a galaxy, then you go to a cluster of planets, then you go to an individual planet. And then for me, pressing B is normally the button on Xbox that is to go back, but not in Mass Effect. You have to press X. And if you press B, you come straight out the galaxy map and back to the game altogether.
Yeah.
And so you get to a cluster of planets, and which takes you, like, you have to travel to, which there's another cutscene, which is shit. It's just a like a your ship just flying in space and doing nothing. But so you get to this thing, and then you think to yourself, oh, no, I'm not going to go to that. I'll go back, and I'll press B instead of X, which is zoom out. And I'll come out of it altogether and strain. I've done that so many times. That's another reason why I wanted to throw the controller into the TV. Just bonkers. And the other thing is, when I've come across like storage units and it said there's such and such ammo level 3 or such and such armor level 3, and I'm degrading all of that into Omnigel. Now, I don't know whether that's what you're supposed to do or you're supposed to put it into your weapons. I don't get it. But it's not been very clear to me.
I can't really remember. It's so long ago since I played that first one.
I really am not enjoying that game. Yeah. It's like I'm just thinking of the next week ahead. You
I'm
know,
surprised you're plowing on with it, to be honest.
Well, I'm pretty.
But you're near the end, though. Yeah.
Yeah. When I'm pretty committed when it comes to things like this, and I want to get number two played and out of the way.
It'll be interesting to see what you think of number two.
Well. If it is similar to one,
it's massively improved.
Is it?
But there is a lot of dialogue and cutscenes, though. So
it's interesting, though. I don't mind. This is like to me. It's there was the beacon that you had to go to first of all, and then everybody wants to kill you all of a sudden because you've gone in this beacon, and then there's this. It's somebody got double crossed. One of the Geth was it or something like that. Yeah. Anyway. And then you've got to try and search for this Saren. You become, I can't remember, you get upgraded from being like whatever you was to a Spectre, is he?
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting bits of the story, but it really ain't gripping me. I don't like it. But That's fair enough.
Everyone's got their own taste in games, and yours is pretty shit. No, I'm joking.
There's some listeners that are probably going to be going, oh, this guy is just talking absolutely
trash. There's a lot of people agreeing with you. Rob, VTS, he played it for 20 minutes, didn't go back to it. Sarah's never played it.
That's it. I'm gonna quieten down. I'm gonna stop saying the fuck word, and I'll hand you over to Mark, who's hopefully played a better game this week.
Well, I've played an old game again, like I mentioned last week, Ghost of the Expanse, and I've got this spacey vibe going on. And I mentioned it last week. I've hook, line, and sinker, cannula, IV line, feeding Elite Danger straight into my veins. I'm hooked on it. Absolutely hooked on this now. It's drawn me back in big time, and I knew it would. That's why I've not. One of the reasons why I haven't played it is because I knew I'd get hooked in again. Because I love this game. When it came out on Xbox, it was in game preview, and me and Greg bought it and instantly fell in love with it. I played the original Elite when I was 14 years old on my cousin's Acorn Electron when it was the vector graphics, and I loved it then. I never got a chance to play for sort of like the later versions on the Amiga and stuff. So this was like a massive leap in technology in the game wise for me. I was fortunate enough to buy a cheap PC off a friend of mine, which had a faulty graphics card, which I repaired and replaced. So then I bought it on PC with the old Thrustmaster. Go on, Kim, start laughing. Yes, I've got a HOTAS, and it just works so well with a HOTAS, with a Thrustmaster.
Between your hot ass and your Thrustmaster, I don't know,
so I
tell you.
I've not touched this game in 2 years, and there's been a lot of changes in 2 years. Bearing in mind, this game came out in 2015, so 5 years on, they're still developing for it, still implementing updates. There was a big update in January this year. There's another massive update coming end of this year, where there's
there's a lot of rumours where it's going to be called Space Legs, so you might be able to walk around a bit like Star Citizen, but it's not been confirmed yet. But yeah, there's just so much to do in this game. So what I've been doing this past week is there was an update a few years ago where you could go to an engineer on a certain planet, and this engineer would engineer one of your modules. So like your warp drive, your engines, your lasers and everything. So each module can be modified to make it better. So I've been wanting to increase my jump range. So to go from one system to another, you have got what's called an FSD drive, and this has a certain range. So your basic ship with the lowest, cheapest module, you've probably got about a 6 light-year jump range. So you buy a bigger, better module, what you can for your ship. So you have to grind a load of credits. The best modules are the A modules. You start with an E. So to get an A1 FSD drive, you're probably looking at something like 8, 9 million credits to get that. So it takes you ages to grind all the credits for that. But once you've got that, you've got like 16 light-year jump. But you want it better. So you go to these engineers and they can boost it. You get a blueprint and you need materials. A bit like any sort of like RPG game. So for level one, you just need, like, it'll say a capacitor. So you have to find either ships in space what have blown up and salvage them. You have to destroy ships in like bounty hunting and salvage them that way. You have to go out down onto planets, search for planets for old bases, or if it's a mineral like sulfur or iron, you can obviously find rocks and you blast the rocks and you can get the materials that way. Then you get to level 2 and you need 2 materials, level 3 and so on. So I've got to level 4 now and it goes up to 5 levels. So to get to the next level now, I need quite rare materials and I haven't found any yet. But now I've got a jump like a 29 light year jump range now, which is huge compared to where it used to be. So I can travel bigger distances. But this galaxy is massive. To go to one of the engineers, I think it took me 25 minutes real time to travel there. It took about 25 jumps going from one system to another. And you might think that's quite boring, but along the way I'd stop off at certain places and get a few materials or earn a few credits. But if you go on the system map and zoom out, as you zoom out, there's all these stars and planets and systems. There's so many places to visit, but as you zoom out and you zoom out more, you just see you're just in a tiny part of a galaxy. You zoom out and you zoom out. The galaxy is absolutely huge. I think they said something like 16 billion stars in this game. And they still haven't all been visited 5 years later. You can still find it. Yeah, there's still places where what I haven't been to. And if you're the first to discover it, it gets your name discovered by Mark Annex or whatever.
Oh, really?
But I've not left what's called the bubble. The bubble is where most of the occupied areas are. But it can take you hours to get from one side of a bubble to another. But once you leave a bubble, you've no stations to refuel, so you need a fuel scoop. And only certain stars you can get fuel. So, but people do go exploring. They disappear for like months on end exploring. So that's one of the reasons I'm leveling my ship up. I want to start exploring. So that's why I need a longer jump range and get it all like ready for meeting the Thargoids and everything. So yeah, I've been concentrating on that, but it's so time consuming. But I'm so engrossed in it. There's loads of videos online telling you how to, helping you how to get certain materials and where to go. So it's such a good game. And Jason Johnson's got back into it now. I've got him as a friend on the PC version, and it said last online 42 months ago. So that's how long ago he's played it, and he's back into it now. Gary, Amras89, he's started playing it again. Hardly Dan said he was going to start playing it again this weekend, but he's had a lot on with his mum. She's just had some surgery, so big shout out to Dan and his mum. But yeah, trying to get back into this big time. It's just killing so much time of mine. So I'm absolutely hooked. There's so I could talk about this game for hours because there's so many different aspects to it. So I thought I'd just concentrate on the engineers tonight because that's what I've been doing this past week.
So Mark, a silly question. Yeah. Is the whole of this game you in this cockpit?
from looking at the video.
Yeah, you can change the viewpoint. You can see yourself. You do have a what's called a holo me, so you can see it's like a hologram of yourself. And if you do change the camera angles, you can see yourself sat in the captain's chair. You can look down to look at your different control panels. You can see your legs and your arms moving stuff. But there was a recent update a couple of years ago called multi-crew. So if your ship has the ability, it can have two or three seats, so you can, your friends can actually jump in your ship with you, and they can control one aspect of a ship. So I've not tried that yet. You can also play solo, or you can go into open play. So open play is you'll meet other commanders. Whether they'll be friendly or not, it's up to them. There are a lot of griefers out there, gankers, as they call them. So people do pirating, so they'll nick your cargo or blow your ship up for just for the fun of it. So there's just so many aspects to this game, but I tend to play in solo because I'm a bit scared.
I could jump on a game then with you and just blow you up.
Yeah.
So what benefit do I get for blowing you up?
Well, you don't really. Well, you can salvage my cargo, what'll get jettisoned. I'll also drop a few materials, what you can use for your engineers. So I'll drop some like shield emitters and other bits and bats. But
so it's
the only advantage you have of shooting another ship is when you first see a ship and you lock onto it where you're targeting, it'll scan it. So if you scan it and that ship is wanted, then you're allowed to kill it. And you get a bounty. So that's how a lot of people make their early credits. That's what Jason Teflon's doing now. He's doing a lot of bounty hunting, so he'll go to a known spot, usually called a resource site, where people go mining, and you have a lot of pirates there. So he'll find someone who's wanted and then take them down.
So how do they become wanted? Is this just AI, or is it...
Yeah, well, both. If you, obviously, you're in solo play, it's all AI, but even in open, if... a ship shoots on another ship what is not wanted, that ship then gets a bounty on it and becomes wanted.
Okay.
And in that system, it'll be wanted by their sort of like law system. If you jump to another system, you're still wanted in that other system, but the system you're in now, you're not really wanted, but you still got a bounty if you go back.
So if I blew you up just being like nasty, I'd automatically get a bounty on my head.
If it says I'm wanted. And what you can do is, if you go to another system, you can have a module on your ship called a kill warrant scanner. So you can scan the ship first. It takes a lot longer to do than the initial scan. But if you're wanted in another system, it then tells you that you're wanted in another system, and then you're allowed to kill it with impunity. So, okay.
Is there any statistics out there to say how many people are still playing this and searching this galaxy and finding these new... So
there's still plenty of videos online for it. The Elite Dangerous official Discord is busy as hell, because I've been back on Discord this week for the first time in ages. I've done a bit of open play, and I have seen quite a few ships flying around, so there's still definitely people playing it.
Looks good.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I love it. It's very simmy. And if you do play it on PC, people highly recommend using a control pad or a HOTAS. the Thrustmaster. So I don't know what else to say about it, really, because I've been doing the engineers bit on it. So, but yeah, it's just a huge game. And it's one of those games what you'll never finish.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you've been having some good fun, which is it's all about. Unless you're playing Mass Effect. Right. Okay. That's all of our game time done. Let's move on to a blankety blank quiz.
Ooh. Oh, I want ready. We're getting a drink. Hello, I'm not Terry Wogan, and this is the Overseas Connection Blankety Blank Quiz. Let me scroll up. So,
Terry Wogan hosted this.
Terry Wogan did it originally, yeah, and then Max Bargraves did it for a bit, and then Les Dawson.
Les Dawson,
Les Dawson did it for quite a while. And more recently, Paul O'Grady, I think he did it as Lily Savage. He did it.
Didn't Les Dawson's daughter do it as well?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think there was some. Yeah, there was. Anyway, yeah, we're talking about blankety blank.
Yeah. So this is not stolen from the iconic BBC show at all. Yeah, well, maybe not. So I'm going to give you a well-known video game character and game, and a phrase what that character has said, quite a famous phrase in some cases, but one of the words is going to be blanked out, and all you have to do is tell me what you think that word is. So, let me get this ready. So your first... So
it's on WhatsApp, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you just send me what you think the word is. I'm going to give you options. You've got a multiple choice. So your first one is from Trishka Novak from Bulletstorm. Kim will love this. If Kim doesn't get this, I'll be very disappointed. And she famously says, "I will kill your blank. I will kill your blank." So is that blank? Kim's already answered. Is that A, friends? B, dicks? C, tits? Or D, climate? I will kill your friends, I will kill your dicks, I will kill your tits, or I will kill your climate. What do you think that is, Pete?
Oh, I'm going to try that.
Right, and you've both said dicks, and you are both correct. Well done.
Yep.
I will kill your dicks. Because then the retort to that was, the guy says something like, what? What does that even mean? It's such a good game. Because we played that quite recently, didn't we, Kim? Kim's joking. He's killed Kim off. Oh, dear. Kim's dying. Right. Your second question is, will Kim survive? And it's this is from Dracula in Castlevania Symphony of the Night. And he says, what is a man? A miserable pile of blank. What is a man? A miserable pile of blank. Is a blank secrets? Bones? Anger or shit? A miserable pile of secrets, bones, anger or shit. Got an answer from Pete. And an answer from Kim. Two different ones here. So Kim says secrets and Pete says bones. Kim, have you played this? No.
Yes.
I haven't even. And I'd take it Pete hasn't, because Pete is wrong. But Kim is correct. It is secrets.
Oh, bugger.
2-2 for Kim.
Can you just not come on for 2 or 3 weeks? Just let us catch up.
You've got a point, though, Pete. You've got a point.
Ah, just one, though. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's a right. Fix. This is a fix.
Right. And your last question is from Andrew Ryan in Bioshock. And he says, A blank obeys. Is that blank a woman, a slave, a child, or a gimp? A man chooses, a woman obeys. A man chooses, a slave obeys. A man chooses, a child obeys, or a man chooses, a gimp obeys. Right, so we've got Pete says woman, and Kim says slave. And Kim has done it. She's got 3-3. Well done. It is slave. A man chooses, a slave obeys. So, well done, Kim. Kim's get 3 points and Pete gets 1. So, well done, guys.
Way to go, Pete.
Well, at least you got 1 point.
Yeah. Just one.
Right. Get back out of this. Have you added your points on? Oh, yeah, Pete's added his already.
Yeah, I'll put my points on there.
Yeah. Have you added yours, Kim?
Not yet.
All right, that takes you into the lead.
Woohoo! Sorry, Bobbins.
Cool. All right, so that's our quiz then. Thank you, Mark. And we can now move on to the news.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, just a small bit of news then for this evening. TwitchCon Amsterdam has been cancelled. As coronavirus, contra, it's like a new one.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, it's mutated.
yeah, it's been cancelled due to coronavirus as it continues to hit the industry. So Twitch has announced that TwitchCon Amsterdam has been cancelled as the impact of coronavirus, aka COVID-19, continues to affect all the industries. Twitch states it was a difficult decision, but due to the potential health risks posed to everyone who would have been attending from all over the world, the decision was made. TwitchCon Amsterdam was originally scheduled to run on May 2nd and May 3rd. So, yeah, this virus is really, really starting to take effect now, isn't it? And I think there was something in, well, Shell was showing me earlier today in the Independent newspaper that it's there was another about 70 or 80 cases in the UK, and they're saying that it's not something that we can contain now. It's out there. And there's a scare that like up to 50% of the population of the country could get affected by it, which is just pretty shocking, really. Yeah, it's
just on a side note, people in Australia, why are you panic buying toilet roll? Why?
They're doing it in this country. Me and Shell went to Tesco, right? And there's no pasta, which I believe is down to shipping. Dolmio's gone. It's out the window. If you like your spag bol, you're fucked, right? And the other thing is, there's hand sanitizer
liquid soap. Yeah,
Tesco is dry of all that. You ain't. I think the best thing that you need to be doing now as a consumer, if you don't hit those pound shops normally, I reckon you need to start going there. You need to scale it down a little bit and start going to the cheaper shops and see if there's any supplies there. But the world's in, this country is in mass panic. My director, right, come in the other day and she says, I was a bit shocked when I went to the butchers. She went to a local butchers by where we work. And she says that the butcher said he's trebled in sales this past week due to, panic buying. So people are buying mincemeat and other joints from their fridge freezer in this panic, and I'm like, the last thing I'd be thinking about if I got this virus was like what mincemeat I'm going to defrost for my next meal. It's a bit ridiculous, but people are out there doing it. But the good thing is, if you're a Tesco shopper like I am, there's lots of baked beans and tinned pineapple chunks, so there's still light at the end of the tunnel out there for us shopping. Anyway, I'm talking about it flippantly and in a glass half full, I suppose. I'm just hopeful that there's going to be some I wouldn't say containment because it's out there, but I hope it will start to die off and there'll be a vaccine and blah blah blah.
There was a video of going around on Facebook with two women in Australia in the like a Co-op supermarket type thing, and they filled the trolley completely up with toilet rolls, emptied the shelf, and this other woman's just wanting one pack, and they've got all these packs in this trolley, and they wouldn't let them have them. They started fighting over it.
It's just crazy. Shell mentioned that earlier. Yeah, it's crazy. Facebook or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, toilet roll. I think
if you genuinely need it, like if you haven't got any, and you need to go out and buy some. You can't get any now because people have panic buyed and emptied the fucking shelves of it. It's crazy.
Well, that was another thing that my director did, that she kind of like is like, oh god, I can't believe that happened. She normally buys a box of toilet roll that gets delivered to work because she lives where I work, you say. So anyway, she ordered a box of toilet roll, which was normally the time when she orders this stuff, but it made her look like she was one of these people. And she was saying, oh my life, please do not think I'm one of these people who are panic buying and just buying like a big massive box of toilet roll. But it's crazy to see. I'm not going to be one of those panic buyers. If you are, please don't take offense with what I'm saying. I'm sure you're doing everything all in goodwill, and I'm going to move on. Right. We've got a community out there, people. We're on WhatsApp and Facebook and Twitter. And you can also send us a SpeakPipe. We don't get SpeakPipes, do we? Or is it just that we don't log in?
I haven't checked, to be honest. But we haven't been getting it.
Oh, dear. There's probably like 20 in there lined up. And
I hope not. I'm just gonna
we've lost listeners. And
I'm going to look live.
Probably telling us how bad we are.
Nope.
Do we really?
I haven't checked for a couple of months, and no messages.
Okay. All right. Well, for all you millions of listeners out there, we have got a SpeakPipe account as well, and you can send us a message. You know, if you want to, if you've self-contained, or if you've found yourself locked up and trapped, and you need to get someone to come and help you, just make sure it's on a Sunday. Send us that message, and we'll play it live on our show. It'd be good to hear from you, hear your little voices, tell us what you've been playing, or tell us what you think of us, or about my rant of Mass Effect. Just join in, you know. So if you want to join the WhatsApp group, yeah, I'm sure if you get in touch with Mark, he'll be able to connect you onto that. We've had a couple of people jump on, haven't we, recently?
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's all down to me hosting the past few shows. I've hosted three shows, I think, or four this year, and you know, it's numbers of listeners has gone up. We're getting people on WhatsApp, Twitter's followers. You know, we're going to the millions now. So thanks for following me and my Black Country accent. I'm talking shit, aren't I? Right, okay. Events and happenings. We've got some new releases. Kim, would you be so kind?
Sure. Your new releases for March 8th through the 14th are Ori and the Will of the Wisps for the Xbox One and PC, out on March 11th. Hidden Through Time, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, PC, iOS, and Android, out the 12th. Gotta scroll down here. Oops. I'm always so behind on my scrolling. It's terrible. Grand Blue Fantasy Versus for the PC, March 13th. My Hero One's Justice 2. That's odd.
Yeah.
Okay, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch, also on the 13th. And Neo 2 for the PlayStation 4, out also on the 13th. And those are your new releases.
Thanks, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Victory achieved. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a contest where the listeners can join in and you can win yourself, possibly. You get entered into a draw, and it's a quarterly draw, and you can win yourself up to $20 or £15 if you're from the UK, and that could be a gift card for PlayStation, Xbox Live, or Steam. We can hopefully send you some naughty videos or something as well. Robin's like great at doing all of that stuff. Contest. That's the small print, apparently. He sends you a naughty video. So, you know, you need to get in this contest. It's great. There's only two people that have completed games, though, this week. All you need to do when you finish the game is take a selfie of yourself with the credits behind you and send that on to @OC_podcast on Twitter with the hashtag #VictoryAchieved. This contest runs between the 1st of January and March the 31st. So please get your games completed before the end of this month to be part of this this next draw. But this week there was I'm saying Den of TQ completed Dishonored, and I didn't know whether that was mentioned last week or not.
I don't know, but I thought we weren't getting an update this week with Robin being in London town.
Oh well, I've done it.
All right. Okay.
Well, I was gonna say Pete stepped up and
right.
You know.
Yeah.
I thought I'd. I'm trying to, you know, hold the fort while some of the team's busy doing their thing. But I did look on Twitter just before the show and noticed. I didn't notice whether Denek TQ had got mentioned, and I deleted the mentions last week. So if you have been mentioned again, Denek TQ, then there we go. You're famous. 2 weeks on the trot. But the only other person, sexy guy, is the legit Chinny. Completed Battlefield Bad Company 2, which I did enjoy. So so those two wonderful people will have this so far.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
And only one of them will have chance to win in real money.
Yes.
You're not eligible, Pete.
Well, I know. It's nice to be part of it, though, isn't it? Keep it all going.
It's nice to be mentioned.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So good luck, Denek TQ, and everybody else who takes part in that contest. We're going to wrap this up. An hour and a half. We've still managed to stretch it out. There we go. So you can catch us weekly on twitch.tv /OC podcast and mixer.com/OC podcast, as well as YouTube, same thing. At 9 p.m. UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 5 p.m. Central. Have you just changed that, Kim?
No, I didn't. Oh. Mark did.
Okay. So Nicole will give us all that wonderful information anyway on how to contact us.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Tomorrow!
Okay, thanks, Nicole. And thanks, Mark, for that outburst of, I don't know who that was. Is it Greg, is it?
Yeah, it's Greg, yeah.
It's Greg.
He's got a very high-pitched voice for a big manly man.
Yeah, isn't he?
Well, you know.
All right, so shout-outs. Mark, have you got anybody you want to shout-out?
Yeah, shout-out to Robin. I hope he had a good time in London town celebrating his brother's 60th birthday. He's just got back to Belfast this evening, so yeah, I hope everything was okay there. A shout out to the OC Misfits for finally getting back together and battling some ghasts and ghouls and some ghosts, yeah, which we had trouble killing initially
until
we figured out how to do it.
God for the dwarf.
Yeah. Apart from my dice rolls were shocking.
Well, yeah, but at least you figured out the important thing about killing those ghosts.
Yeah, only because I watched a lot of Supernatural and you have to burn the bones. And an anti shout out to Mac Highway for basically the poor service and letting my account get hacked. So yeah, thanks for your service over the last 5 years, but I'm moving somewhere else, so see you later. How about you, Kim?
Alrighty, I'm going to shout out our shatters real quick. We've had MintSafe, Commander Root, Aiton, Rob VTS, Scott Stubby, RCGC, and Jeffra Cake Man 21. So yeah, thanks for coming along. Thanks for keeping the chat going, and thanks for telling me that my microphone was up, RC, because otherwise I would have forgotten completely. A shout out to you guys. Fun as always. You know, what can you say? Shout out to my laptop for not dying.
It survived this week.
Thank God for that.
We've still got 2 minutes left.
And you haven't had all that green artifacting from your hub thing.
No, The thing of it is, I just got an email from the people about this thing, and they're like, you might want to return that in for a warranty work or to get a new laptop because of all this. I'm like, oh, okay, goody. So, hey, I might get a new laptop out of the deal. We'll see how that goes. Other than that, everybody, just have a good week. Hopefully it's a quiet week. Hopefully the weather stays nice. Hopefully it stops raining, you know, for some of you, because for here it hasn't rained yet, but I'm sure it's right around the corner. Other than that, off to you there, Pete.
Okay, well, first of all, before I do the shout out that I was originally going to do, Scott Stubby has also said that they've completed a game this week, which was Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. But get in that contest, you know, send that selfie. I bet the credits have passed now, but I don't know whether you could go to like an old save or something. And
it
might have been on Twitter.
Yeah, it could get
me. I think it was on Twitter.
Yeah, it could put the achievement up on the Xbox screen if it's an Xbox, or the trophy that has completed it. Mm-hmm. Take a screenshot of that with yourself if it's after the fact. So yeah, that's an option to do if you miss a credit.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
That's what I usually do.
Do you? You said you do that as well.
Yep, I've forgotten about the credits and went back and got the last game completing achievement and took a picture of that and turned it in. It works.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, some advice from Scott Stubby. The Pound Shop is selling, I believe it's probably anti-back or something like that, or maybe it hasn't said exactly. Oh, it's audit roll. But the Pound Shop is selling it for a fiver.
per sheet.
Yeah. Bigger.
per ply. per sheet.
My original shout out was to every hater of Mass Effect 1. I hope you all join me in that alliance. And if I have upset someone, I'm really, really sorry about that. But I'll move on to Mass Effect 2 and say that the game is legendary, I'm sure. If I don't, I will never trust my fellow podcasters ever.
In your own brother.
Yeah. So, thanks for listening, joining us for another week, and hopefully you'll get to hear from us next week. Mark, can you play us out of here?
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.